This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass, and of course Ben in the studio along with the lovely Paul. We are now going to talk to Leo Fieldgrass, who's the relatively new Chief Executive for Youth Affairs Council of Victoria. What we're interested in talking about with him is the Youth Affairs Council's policy and recommendations around student engagement and student well-being. And we are interested in critiquing the opposition's policy on expulsions and their policy on bullying. We do have Leo on the phone. Good morning to you, Leo.
G'day, folks. Good to be with you this morning.
It's great to have you on the wires. And can I first of all start by congratulating you to your appointment to the Youth Affairs Council of Victoria? We've had a bit to do with the organisation in the past, and we've had your predecessor in here a few times as well. So congratulations.
Thank you. That's very kind, and I'm very, very proud to be continuing the great work that Georgie Ferrari has built upon for our organisation over the last decade or so.
Yes, she was there for quite a while, actually, wasn't she? So, Leo, during the course of the week, in the last couple of weeks, I should say, the opposition Speaker for Education, Tim Smith, released the Liberal Party's anti-bullying policy. I'm sure that you're across all of that. Are you able to give us your perspective on this anti-bullying policy, and in particular, the view about expulsions? Do you have a view about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I guess the best place to start is just understanding that we all agree that every young person deserves a quality education at a school where they feel safe, where they feel welcome and valued, and where they can build the skills and knowledge and the confidence to really reach their full potential. So the question is really from all of the parties, policy positions, how can we create the education system that's going to allow that to happen? And Victoria is setting a strong example at the moment with some really good initiatives, including things like the Navigator program, engaging students at risk of disengagement from their education. There's a camp sports and excursions fund, lookout education support centres for young people in out-of-home care. But there's still a lot of challenges that remain, and about a third of secondary students report feeling a positive connection with school. So there's only a third of students reporting that. And each year we've got around 10,000 Victorian students leaving school without finishing year 12. So as Minister Molino identified earlier on, bullying is a concern for students, and it's a concern for parents and carers and the wider community as well as schools. And the policy that the Liberal National Opposition announced the other day on school exclusions, particularly risks actually more students being disadvantaged through the three strikes out bullying proposal. So what we're concerned about really is it doesn't seem to be a policy that tackles bullying in so much as is a policy that's likely to increase exclusions. And we know that the link between school exclusion and entry into the justice system is very strong and very clear, and that's come through both our research and the Victorian Ombudsman's investigation.
So you're now using a bit of evidence to back up your arguments. I mean, we're still struggling to see what evidence the opposition parties are using to back their arguments. Are you familiar with any? Have you been able to see anything?
Not as yet. And look, I guess it's unfortunate that Tim Smith wasn't able to join you this morning and discuss the policy in a little bit more detail. And we're also hoping to have a conversation with him as part of a Stronger Schools collective. So Stronger Schools is a campaign supported by Youth Affairs Council Victoria and VCOS and a number of other organisations supporting children and young people around the state to create an inclusive, accessible and affordable education system for all children and young people, no matter where they are in the state, no matter their background or how they identify. So, yeah, we're keen to have a bit more of a detailed conversation, as I'm sure you are, with the opposition and with all parties to really get an understanding of what their evidence is behind their policy positions and what's driving them. Because, as I say, the evidence does exist that there is a link between school exclusion and entry into the youth justice system. The Victorian Ombudsman has also found that children's behaviour leading to expulsion most often stems from trauma and disadvantage in their own lives. So I thought there was a really insightful comment that one of your listeners had made earlier on in the programme about the link with disadvantage. And it was good to hear the Deputy Premier reference disadvantage as well. So the concern we have about the Liberal National policy at the moment is that there is this risk of more students becoming disadvantaged, and that's a huge concern that will make more students, more families, worse off in the long run.
Well, you know, our invitation to Tim Smith is still there. Perhaps we should all get in a car and drive to the Adelaide Hills, Tass. see whether we can find it. I think one of the challenges, Leo, with this is, and we asked the Deputy Premier, you know, why this has become I wouldn't call it political discourse, I'd call it, and I hate to use that word, the culture wars, but it seems to me this is an issue that realistically, let's look at the evidence, which you are and your organisation is, and the government. We haven't seen the evidence from the opposition on this. There's a lot of urban myth, but it's an issue that really, to me, it's a no-brainer. Why, sure, we can have a discussion about the form that these programs take, but to actually be discussing whether there should be them, to me, I don't get it. I mean, what do you think is behind that? You know, how can this be?
Yeah, look, the other thing we were concerned about in the opposition's announcement was around the impact upon current programs and including Safe Schools. So we know that Safe Schools is a program that's been supporting schools around bullying, yes, but it's not just a bullying program. It's a program to create safe, inclusive and welcoming environments for all students, no matter who that student is. So prevention of bullying is part of that package, absolutely, but there's a risk of the program being subsumed into the idea that it's just about preventing bullying when it's actually about creating safe and inclusive schools.
That's correct.
So, yeah, and we're really keen to see an increase in those types of programs that will create safe, welcoming and inclusive schools for all students and community members. So it was good to hear, obviously, Deputy Premier again talking about the additional investment in mental health supports, because we know that mental health is a huge concern for school-aged young people. So it comes up again and again in surveys of school-aged young people, and there are many young Victorians who are struggling with the stress and pressures they feel during their education. And investment in additional mental health supports is absolutely vital. And what we'd like to see is all parties really committing to increasing that wellbeing support, a holistic wellbeing support, so that all school staff are supported to build their knowledge, their skills about mental health, about trauma, and about disability particularly. And that we bring in some more other professionals who can work alongside young people within a school setting. So youth workers, we'd love to see an increase of youth workers working within and alongside schools to support that as well.
Yeah. I love it when there's evidence and when there's a plan and when there's a structure and then when there's a reason and when there are goals, as opposed to just...
You're being reasonable now, Macca.
Well, I know. Make a note, it was today that I was reasonable. It seemed, as I said, for me it's a no-brainer. Look, Leo, thank you for your time. We look forward to having you on again as this matter progresses, and I think it's going to remain and continue to be an issue in the run-up to the election. Certainly, when we actually see the official coalition policy, we look forward to, when Tim Smith's in phone coverage, to having a chat with him about it.
Thanks, folks. Really great to speak with you.
Likewise. Thank you for coming on.
A pleasure. That was Leo Fieldgrass, the new CEO of Youth Affairs Council of Victoria.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.